Have you heard of the new reality show, Married at First Sight? People agree to enter into a legal marriage with a complete stranger after specialists arrange it. Here's Tristan and Mia meeting at the altar.
I'm happy seeing my wife. It's a bit overwhelming.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful too. Uh-huh.
Tristan, meet for the very first time, Mia.
Hey, sweetheart.
What? That's crazy. But how close is it to the traditional arranged marriage, still hugely popular in some cultures and countries? Well, there is now a board game from Pakistani-born game designer Nashra Balagamwala, inspired by her own experiences. So let's take a look. Nashra, first, what's the difference between an arranged marriage and a forced marriage?
Generally, the portrayal of arranged marriages in media is actually what I would refer to as a forced marriage. Usually the things you're going to see are stories of acid attacks, maybe honor killings, things that are violent, things that are aggressive, where the woman is usually given little to no choice. Arranged marriages, on the other hand, are quite different. They're more so an introduction. Like, I would say, how is an introduction really that different from being set up on a blind date, right, or setting your own arrangement through a dating app? And I don't think that's to say that's anyone's fault that they don't know about it.
You're right. There are things like matchmakers in the Jewish tradition. And we know that people from Pakistan and India have arranged marriages. But there is choice involved.
Absolutely. I mean, that's not to say that all arranged marriages have a choice. In Pakistan, there are arranged marriages as well as forced marriages. The forced marriages happen more so in rural villages, and it's as sad as it is, it's still happening. But majority of the marriages that happen in bigger cities are arranged marriages.
Well, we're going to hear from somebody who thinks that this is just splendid, and there are many couples happily married and happy that somebody else did some of the work for them. But what is your attitude towards arranged marriages?
I personally would never get an arranged marriage. I want to meet someone naturally and fall in love. And I don't like how engineered these arranged marriage situations are. But at the same time, it's not to say that I'm completely against it, because I do have a lot of friends and cousins who didn't have male friends because they weren't allowed to generally have male friends. And they were introduced through an arranged marriage situation. And now they're happily married. They have children. They're all doing well.
Well, and so the board game is complicated because it takes on all sorts of aspects of arranged marriage, because you have, you know, you're of two schools of thought on it. And just about yourself, you left that, what some people would see as kind of a repressive culture where girls couldn't see boys. You had friends and teachers convince your parents that you should continue in school and come to the U.S. In 2012, you started schooling at the Rhode Island School of Design. You studied illustration and graphic design. But if you had stayed back in wherever you were living in Pakistan, would you have been less likely to study?
I think I would have potentially gone to a college there, but I would not have been motivated to work beyond that. I would have probably been married by now, to be very honest, because I'm 2 years out of college and currently I'm pursuing my career and I'm very happy with it. And maybe my mindset would have been more conservative had I stayed back, and I would have potentially been more open to an arranged marriage. Yeah. But I think there was a part of me that was never okay with it, which is why the minute I turned 18 years old and, you know, I was now of the eligible age, I started wearing fake engagement rings to get out of it. And I started fake tanning myself just to, you know, seem darker and less appealing. And I did those taboo things because my mind was never the type where I would conform to these ideals of society.
That's interesting. So you did these things to discourage your family, which was trying to set up arranged marriages.
I was trying to discourage those matchmaker rishta aunties, like those matchmaker ladies that would approach me at weddings, because they only approach you for very superficial purposes. So essentially, it's only about what they've seen of you. If they see a ring on you, if they see that you're dark, they don't want to approach you. So I've worn multiple layers of clothing to also make myself seem a little more obese and, you know, hope that they won't come close.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're already learning about how it works. But tell us more about the board game. It started on Kickstarter. You had 452 backers who pledged over $21,000. to bring this project to fruition. You're selling online for $30 a game. It was released last year. You've sold out at times. So you've got little players and they march around the board. It's like Candyland, only it's not. What are some of the things that happen, like when you pick up a card? You've got those aunties in there. What happens?
So there is that one auntie who is chasing around these three teenage girls. And the entire gameplay works by the draw of cards. So essentially, the auntie would pick up a card that says, you know, you see a girl with childbearing hips and Lou Force places closer to her. And so she moves closer. But then the girls, on the other hand, are drawing cards that would make them less appealing. So the girls will pick up a card that says, you Photoshop a picture of yourself with alcohol to trick the auntie, like move four spaces away, or you're seen in public with your male friends, or you're caught out on a date, and things that are very, very normal elsewhere, but are seen as, you know, disgraceful in Pakistan. So it's essentially this rat race where the girls are trying to run away from the auntie and the auntie's moving closer to them. And as the game goes on, the auntie also comes across these eligible bachelors that are not really desirable at all. But she comes across them like the mama's boy or the womanizer. And as she has control of them, she can marry those boys off to these girls. However, there is a little golden light at the end of the tunnel. Namely, the golden boy. He's essentially the boy that every girl wants, you know, the one that is every mother's dream. He studied abroad and he has a foreign passport and he's the CEO of a business and light skin, light eyed, all those things, got the whole package. And so when the auntie comes across him, there's a complete change in the game dynamic, and the girls then start to draw from this deck of cards called the Golden Deck. And that's when they start to flaunt their talents, such as the fact that they can make a perfectly round roti or the perfect cup of chai.
Because suddenly this arranged marriage idea sounds a lot better because they've got their sights on the golden boy.
Absolutely. I mean, he's the golden boy. Why wouldn't anyone want him, right? So they all start to run closer to her. And the first one to get close to her gets him. But then it's interesting because the others have also managed to get close to her. But the golden boy's gone, so they're stuck with the pervy pervison or the womanizer.
Listen, it's funny, but it's also profoundly sad. I mean, you know, one of the cards I understand is, you know, move four spaces away from the auntie because you were using tampons. And I didn't understand that. And then I guess it, in certain cultures, that's a sign that a woman has lost her virginity, which
Absolutely.
Of course makes no sense at all. But that's a mythology.
It's actually very difficult to even find tampons in Pakistan because it's so taboo. And if you are to even buy pads or tampons at like a convenience store, they're going to wrap it up in a brown paper bag because it's considered shameful to be buying them. The same way you would get things in a brown paper bag, like if you would get alcohol in America, that's what pads and tampons are in Pakistan.
This part of your game is very sad.
I was kind of trying to spark emotions with it because I wanted to show this very harsh and sad reality. Also wanted to show the more silly side, you know, by talking about chai and biryani and rotis. But at the same time, if I just went to somebody and started discussing such a heavy topic with them, they probably wouldn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And so the fact that it's a silly, lighthearted game, they're more open to playing it and more open to discussing it and through that learning about the culture.
Well, free will marriage was legalized in Pakistan in 2003. This is after the country's highest court ruled that an adult Muslim female was entitled to marry any man of her own free will. But what are you seeing? I mean, are women doing that more? And how did those aunties respond to your game? What's been the response from in Pakistan?
Oh, let me get to that in just a second. But I think people are definitely taking advantage of the free will marriage law. I would say what we have now are semi-arranged marriages because it is still taboo to admit that you have been dating someone or that you have found your spouse yourself without any, you know, because that would mean that you dated or you got to know them or you spent time with them alone. And so while in my friend's circle, I have seen multiple love marriages, people usually say, oh, the guy and the girl were friends and he liked her. They will never use the word dating because that is still taboo. In the more recent present, people have been finding their own spouses. Not everybody, but it is happening. Mm-hmm. And these aunties, well, I released the game about a week before my cousin's wedding, and I walk in and essentially all these aunties that normally loved me and were always trying to get me to marry their sons were now rolling their eyes at me and whispering negative remarks as I walked by. I personally didn't care because I did not want to marry any of their sons, so it was okay for me. But another interesting thing that I did notice is, well, Pakistan has a lot of weddings, so I will preface this with that, because I usually go to about 20 weddings in the winter season, which is what I like to call wedding season. And this year, I was only invited to two.
Oops.
Well, yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, well, there you go. Pakistani-born game designer Nashra Balagamwala, her game is Arranged. And we'll link you to more at herenow.org. Nashra, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.